Hey, new guy, you, come here. You've been standing there and pretending not to stare at me for like 10 minutes. Come on, I can't be that scary. If you want to talk to me, just spit it out. You're on my list? Wait, let me check it out. Oh, that's right. You're one of the freshmen I should give on the orientation tour. Actually, I happen to not be busy now, so what do you think? Can you follow me, or are you still afraid, little thing? Oh, look at how blush you got when I said that. You're cute, but I think we should go before you get so shy you hide inside a locker or something. So, as you probably noticed already, this is a place where most of the classes happen, except for the ones that can, explode stuff and all. Yeah, I'm serious. Some places had to be relocated to a more isolated area after some things happened. Don't you have any chemistry classes on your curriculum? The professor. Yeah, the Lich. She's a nice lady after you got to know her, but she's fucking crazy. And that part only changes for worse after you get to know her. There's also the martial arts club, which I have to admit might get a little crazy when all the participants are monsters. We've had some incidents before, but no one got badly hurt, I promise. Maybe some walls had to be rebuilt and all, but anyway. Did I mention I'm the captain of the wrestling team? You should go there someday. I'm sure you'd have fun. No, silly. Of course, you wouldn't fight me. I'm sure you'd never want to come back there if you did. Well, if you go straight down the corridor, you'll get outside where all the other sports activities are done. We also have some special classes for aquatic monsters there, because, gonna run in a fish tank all day might not be the best experience for students. I know this is all super new and maybe a bit scary for you, but this place does really try to meet the needs of all different kinds of monsters, which is really fucking cool. They even let me have a big room with a taller ceiling. Speaking of which, just a few more steps and here, we got to the dorm rooms. Have you been assigned a roommate yet? No. You should have one by the end of the day then. By the way, we do have an overrepresentation of females here. Do you mind if your roommate is a girl? Because there's a big chance of that happening. Cool. I'll let the staff know you're fine with it. I'm sure you and your roomie will get along very well. And I guess we're done, actually. These are all the main places you need to know about. There are some other things too, but you can check that out in a map they send to your email. There's only one thing left then. Honestly, I hate all this paperwork bullshit, but it's part of being a member of the college council, I guess. Can you sign this? Fuck, did I really manage to forget the paper? If it's not with me, I'm sure I left it in my room. Come there with me and I can give it to you. No, of course I don't mind. Come on, we're both adults here. Who do you think that I don't want you to find out I have a pink room full of Disney princess posters? Here. I'm a bit curious with something, human. How has it been for you? Being the only human in campus? This place opened up to humans pretty long time ago, but I think everyone else was just scared exactly of being the only human in the whole place, so no one ever joined. I guess pretty cool is a good answer. You're definitely a very unique individual, human. You're a pretty welcoming bunch, though, and I have to say, you've been the talk of the town since the welcome events. Come on, don't be coy. Haven't you noticed the stares you've been getting when you walk around the place? The girls here really love some new blood, and since you're the only human who had the courage to join in a very long time, everyone's super curious about you. A lot of us want to get a little taste of the new mysterious human guy. Yeah, you're right. I did say us, not them. I can safely include myself on that list too, but there's a difference between most of the other girls here and me, little human. They stare at you, give you cute smiles, and all those other signs, waiting for the moment you'll finally get out of your shell and make a move on them. I don't have patience for this bullshit. Why lose so much time when I can do this? Oh, what is it, cutie? Not used to a 7-foot-tall woman lifting you and pinning you against the wall. I can see that. You know, even most of the monster dudes here think I'm too much of a woman for them. But you look a little scared. You even let out a cute little whimper when I grabbed you. But you definitely don't look like you want me to stop. I have to say, though, I know what you might be thinking because of how much stronger than you I am. But I would never actually force you to do anything with me. So you have two options now, human. You can take the boring option and I'll let go of you. The door is unlocked, you can just sign the paper, go on with your business, and we'll pretend this never happened. Or you can take the fun option and I'll show you why the fiery red skin is not the only hot thing about an Oni girl. I knew you'd be a smart little human. Come on. You can wrap your legs around me. No need to be ashamed of that, baby. It makes it a lot easier for me to grab your tight and press even more against this wall. It also means I can pin your wrist down like this. You're definitely the type that likes being made helpless by someone stronger, aren't you? I can see how much you're loving this. Look at how hard your cock is. I can feel it pressing against me. And I'm definitely the type that likes being in charge, so just enjoy it. You have such a delicious little mouth and those whimpers and looks you give me. You're trying to drive me fucking crazy, aren't you? Be careful though, or I might end up breaking you. Just kidding. I've never heard a pretty little thing like you. Unless you're into that, of course. You know, as much as I like having your wrist pinned on the wall like this, you'll have to use your hands for something now. So I'll let you go there. And I know you'll do exactly what I tell you to, because that's exactly what you want to do. Grab my tits. You've been looking at them since before we started talking. Do you think I didn't notice? Oh, baby, don't get all blushy. I know my tits are bigger than your head, and I can barely find t-shirts and crop tops that fit without being all tight. That's too much for my little human to resist, isn't it? Here, I'll even set them free, just for you. By the way, I'm sure you've been looking at my ass and these stone legs in yoga pants too, but let's leave this one for a little later. Now squeeze my fucking tits before I make you. That's not bad. But we need to set something straight here, human. I'm not this delicate human little girl you're used to. If you want to play with me, you have to be rough. Oh God, now we're talking. Yes, squeeze them with everything you have, just like you've been wanting to. Fuck. Kiss me again and keep doing this. Come on, just take your shirt off before I rip it in half. You know, I could get in big trouble for doing what I did to you as a member of the student council, but damn, totally worth it. Look at the sexy little toy I got. You heard it right, human. You are my good little fuck toy now. When we're done, I'm sure you want to come back, begging for more the next day. Now, let me put you on the ground and take these pants off too. You've been grinding this hard cock against me for too fucking long. Finally taking some initiative, huh? Nice. Yes, I could make it some more. Fuck, this feels so good. Just be careful not to be smothered by them. I have to admit, your mouth and my teeth is a little distracting. But look at this cock, so hard and twitching for me. What is it, human? Is my teasing being too much for you? I bet if I wrap my hand around your cock and stroke it just a little, I'll be able to feel your pre-cum dripping in my hand. Oh, look. I was right again. That tends to happen quite often. I'm wondering what should I do with my little toy now. Sure, I could pin you on the ground and ride you, but I don't want this to end up with you in the hospital, so I have a better idea. Let me just bend over a little and take these tight yoga pants off. Enjoying the view, human? Yeah, I'm sure you are. Now, see this big red spot on my panties? That's your fault. So, it's only fair that you take care of that little issue we have here. Time to pull these soaked panties down. Get on my knees. Did you know I can put my face on the ground and arch my ass up a lot? Yeah. Being captain of the wrestling team certainly has its quirks. Its quirks. I'm sorry. I'm way more flexible than I look. Just like this. And now, baby, show me what you got. Oh my God. Your cock feels so fucking good. Fuck me, baby. Pwn me. I still think you can do better than that, though. I feel like you're still holding back a little. And what if it is a challenge? What are you going to do about it? Fuck me harder. Harder. Someone hears it, they're all too afraid for me to do something about it anyway. Just fucking ravage me. I want to feel all of this delicious human cock. Your hips bounce against my ass. It's wonderful. Feel how much my pussy clenches around you. That drives you wild, doesn't it? Then show me how much it does. Pound me harder. I don't think I've ever been flat like this before. I love when you grab my hips hard like that. Just keep doing this. I am fucking crazy. Just but keep grinding there. Don't you dare fucking stop now. Don't fucking stop. Fuck me. Fuck me. Human come. No! human. I have some pretty good expectation for you, but fuck. It's not like I didn't have my fair share of fun in this place, but if I got fight leaders every day, I think I would have filled a lot more classes than I did. But damn, it's not like I didn't work you out, is it? You look fucking wasted. Yeah. You should probably go clean yourself up and take a breather before you leave. And please sign that paper before you forget it and the chancellor starts complaining that I forget things too often again. Believe me, you do not want a banshee yelling at you. And the offer I made you is still open. Here's my personal number. Whenever you feel like having fun, or better saying, being my little fuck toy, just text me. After this warm welcome, I think you already noticed you'll have a lot of fun in this place, human. Hope to see you soon, honestly. I mean, I know I will.